On occasion, I go out to visit with our kids during recess, mostly because it's more interesting than being in my office. And I've noticed that some of them like to climb the tree that's out there on occasion. It's been a long time since I've climbed a tree. For that to happen today, the Cedar Rapids Fire Department would have to both get me up into the tree and back out. But they love climbing this tree. Well, today, the gospel is about a man who climbed a tree. And he did it to see Jesus. His name is Zacchaeus. The gospel says he was a chief tax collector. So he was a Jew who collected taxes for the Roman occupiers. He was despised by the people. And the other thing about it says about him is he was corrupt. It says he was wealthy. It was common for them to take kind of a cut out of the taxes to enrich themselves. So he would have defrauded people for a long time. And I think of the image of him in the gospel, of him up in a tree. He's above, but also apart from everybody else, which is kind of an image of what selfishness does to us. It separates us from other people. So the big question is, why did he want to see Jesus? Well, I'm sure it was big news in Jericho that Jesus is passing through town. Maybe he just wants to be part of this event. But one wonders if it was not something in him that wanted something more out of life. Perhaps he'd grown tired of a selfish, isolated, empty life. Maybe he saw in Jesus a chance for a new life. Zacchaeus seeks Jesus, and Jesus seeks Zacchaeus. In fact, he invites himself to his home to have dinner with him. And the people grumble that Jesus eats with such a sinner, the most hated man in town. Now, something happens when Zacchaeus invites Jesus into his life. It's called grace. His life changes radically. Zacchaeus defrauded a lot of people, but he says, I will pay them back fourfold, where the law only requires one or maybe twofold. And then he says, I will give half of my wealth and my possessions to the poor, going well beyond the biblical tithe of 10%. I think what happened to Zacchaeus is described well by St. Thomas Aquinas in the Summa Theologica. It's a movement, St. Thomas talks about, a movement from the small soul to the great soul. A small soul, according to Thomas, is caved in on itself. It's fearful. It shrinks from doing difficult or great things. That describes a lot of people today, why their lives seem to be so comfortable and at the same time so empty. One of the signs, this is me, not Thomas Aquinas speaking, but I think one of the signs of a small soul is pettiness, focusing on the wrong things. This week, I wasted time reading an online debate about whether we should receive Holy Communion on the mouth or in the hand. Some seemed very passionate, even angry, that others were not doing what they do, even though the church says either way is perfectly fine. And so I was reading this, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you know, John, you only have so much time left on this earth. Do you really want to spend the rest of your life on earth with this kind of stuff? Are such issues the biggest issues in being a disciple of Jesus? Does the Lord lose sleep over such things? Such debates, I think, are a sign of a small soul. A great soul, Thomas Aquinas would say, or magna anima, is expansive. It focuses outward, and it does desire to do difficult and great things. But it does so not to pump up the ego for our own honor and prestige. It does so for the glory of God. This also describes a lot of people today. Many, many people in our pews. Parents who daily invest themselves in raising children. Those who serve as educators in medical profession, as missionaries and monks, in police and firefighting. Those who reach out to their neighbor in need without a committee having to organize it. See, these are great souls. These are people who rise above the pettiness that often drags us down and who live lives of real faith and the real issues of life. Jesus loved Zacchaeus into a conversion. He had totally new priorities in his life after Jesus entered into his life. The encounter changed Zacchaeus from being unjust to just, from being a getter to a giver, from being a small soul into a great one. This same Jesus is about to come to us in Holy Communion. Yes, he wants to eat with sinners like us. And if we are open to it, he will change us from a small soul into a magna anima, a great soul.